One place to look is at the symbols of power. For these say something about how the government thought about itself, in particular how the czars thought about power. When Peter the Great's father, Alexei, came to the throne in 1645, Alexei Romanov, he was the second czar in that dynasty, this is what you would see if you were one of those lucky people who could be present at court and seeing him in his full coronation gowns. On his shoulders, he'd be wearing what were called barmy, these large shoulder coverings, very ornate brocade, very much like the shoulder pieces worn, indeed modeled after the shoulder pieces worn by the Byzantine emperor. Around his neck, he would wear what was called the life-giving cross, a fairly large pectoral cross that held a tiny fragment of the original wood from the cross of the crucifixion. On his head was what was known as the crown of Monomach. This was a fairly large, conical-shaped thing with fur around the bottom edge, which, according to legend, was given by the Byzantine emperor himself to an earlier Russian ruler who was called Vladimir Monomach, hence the name, the crown of Monomach. In his hands, he'd have the orb and the scepter, identical to those held by monarchs in almost all European countries. In fact, Alexei, just for good measure, ordered a new orb and scepter to be crafted for him in Constantinople to make sure it really had the proper Byzantine look. Thoroughly European, although the Russian sense of Europe was very tied because of its religious affiliations to eastern parts of Europe and especially to Byzantine Christianity and to Constantinople. Finally, his scepter, which he held, had on the top of it a double-headed eagle, which, like the orb and scepter, was a symbol borrowed from Byzantium and also from the Holy Roman Empire. And the message of these symbols, which he's walking around wearing at his coronation and indeed at any major formal event, should be fairly clear. First of all, one sees the ruler's sacred authority. His authority is blessed by God. You can see this in the great cross that he wears with a piece of the original cross. You can see it in the many references to Rome and Byzantium. This is a line, an inheritance of sacred authority. But also, when you think about the fact that, from the Eastern Orthodox point of view, Rome was in the hands of Catholics who had diverged from the true faith, Constantinople, after the 15th century, was in the hands of Muslims and therefore had been a profaned space. This left the Russian ruler, adhering to the true faith, the Eastern Orthodox faith, as remaining the only ruler in the world of a major power serving religious truth. Not surprisingly, increasingly in the 17th century and after, Moscow, the capital of this country, was known as the Third Rome and the true seat of Christianity and Christian power, most importantly. But these symbols that one sees here on the body of Alexei, Peter's father, signified also much more than this. They also indicated, as you probably can already see quite clearly, that Russian power, Russian monarchical power, drew on sources that were largely than simply that of the Russian nation and of its own particular history. That Russian power, state power, was rooted in a larger Christian history. This was a cosmopolitan and, of course, Christian kingly authority. And in fact, very interestingly and rather typically, to emphasize this point, Alexei, like most rulers, wanted a new throne. They each liked to have their own particular throne. He ordered a throne that had nothing less than a Latin inscription on it, not a Slavonic inscription. The inscription was, and forgive my Latin, it probably sounds more like Russian, Potentissimus et Invictissimus Moscovitiarum Imperatori Alexio, the mighty and invincible Muscovite Emperor Alexei. By the way, it's worth noting that formally he wasn't an emperor at all. No one had declared him an emperor. He wasn't allowed to be called emperor, although he was partly translating the word czar. But this imperatore, this Latin word of emperor, would be adopted by Peter the Great, by his son. But as in so much else, the time of Alexei was one in which much of the groundwork for what Peter would do was already laid and already visible. In other words, already before Peter, the Russian state saw its greatness as connected to the larger world, especially to the West.